So go ahead. Are
Let's
we ready, Mary?
see. Yeah, I just want to make sure. Okay, it's recording and I'm waiting to see. I don't see participants yet.
Well, I see seven.
Okay, they're starting to pop up. There we go. Really slow. I don't understand why.
Well, nevertheless, you probably recorded some stuff that we said before we called the meeting to order, but here we go. It is welcome, everyone. It is 6:03 p.m. on Wednesday, December 9th. We are convening a special meeting of the Kensington Fire Protection District Board of Directors. And calling the meeting to order in open session, and then we will convene to close session. So first I will call the meeting to order because we do have a quorum, except we do have a quorum. So I am here, Julie Stein, President, Vice President Padian.
Here.
Director Dahmer has not joined yet. Director Kosal.
I'm present, but I will be leaving before the closed session because I believe it's an illegally convened meeting and a violation of the Brown Act.
I have not yet called for public comment, Janice, so I think you're out of order. So
Okay.
you can repeat your statement when I follow the agenda and
All right.
call for oral communications. All right, Janice is here. Director Nagel.
I am here.
All right, and Director Dahmer does not appear to be here. We have our interim general manager, Mary Morris Mayorga, and our district clerk, Sasha Amiri. So next up is oral communications limited to items on this special meeting agenda. We have two members of the public and our board members. So let's start first with board member comment.
Okay, you want me to make my comment again? I will not attend the closed session tonight because I believe it's a clear violation of the Brown Act. It is allegedly a performance review of our new general manager, and I believe that's a sham because he's only been with us for 2 weeks as an consultant and does not begin his employment with us until January 1st. So I do not believe we have any basis for having a closed session, and I therefore will refuse to attend.
I do encourage you, Janice, to read his contract, which is posted on the district website. It was his choice to commence his employment on November 11th, even though some of us thought it'd be better if we employed him as a consultant until he was ready to get to work. But he is, in fact, right now, an employee of the district as our general manager. So between now and 7 o'clock, you might want to go to the website and read his contract. All right, we have two other attendees. Raise your hand if you wish to
Could I ask a, I don't know if this is a question or a comment. I am totally in the dark about what this is all about.
As you should be, Larry, because it's a closed session meeting. We
What?
once we get it's a performance evaluate it's let me read the agenda item. Closed session. The board may recess to consider matters of pending litigation under Government Code 549-56.9.
I've
personnel.
read that.
Okay,
That
Larry,
I understand.
stick with the protocol. So the board has the right to call this closed session, and the topic of this closed session is public employee performance evaluation for the general manager, and all discussions in that light are to be conducted in closed session.
Okay,
And
so
if
which of
you
those
have
four
any other
categories
questions,
is this?
if you have any other questions, Larry, I'm going to refer them to our Deputy General Counsel, Rachel Hundley. So Rachel, Janice has contended that this is an illegal meeting because she thinks our general manager is a consultant and not an employee. And Larry has some questions.
Okay, I apologize for my tardiness. I got a little confused with the Zoom links.
No problem. So Larry, whatever you have to address, please address it to Ms. Hundley.
Okay, I wanted to know which of the four categories this falls under. We have pending litigation, personnel, labor relations, and real property negotiations. Which of those four topics are we addressing in this closed session?
So specifically tonight, it's under the category of performance evaluation. There's a few different personnel related closed sessions that are authorized. And so tonight's is a performance evaluation.
Okay.
Rachel, so,
How can we do a performance evaluation on someone who's only been here for 2 weeks? I don't know.
Oh, Larry, save that for closed session. That's why we have the option. And Rachel, can you confirm, even though Janice has dropped off the line, apparently, she contends that our general manager is a consultant. And I contend that he's an employee. And I encouraged her to visit the district website between now and 7 o'clock and read the employment agreement with our general manager.
I can confirm that Bill is an employee of the district pursuant to the employment contract that the board approved and then was executed. And then I'll add that performance evaluations at the very beginning of a employment relationship with especially executive administrative levels of positions are actually not uncommon, because once you get somebody in, it's nice to be able to get together and kind of think about what they're spending their time on and what the goals are. So, I mean, it's a lot of times city managers and general managers will ask for a performance evaluation this early on, just because they want to make sure that they are staying in line with the board's expectations.
I guess my only question is why wouldn't we do that in public session?
Well, because performance evaluations are about the specific person themselves and how they're performing. And with a lot of personnel matters that are sensitive, it's nice to be able to talk to the person about it. You know, you can always have a companion public item too if there's something related, but generally public items are related to kind of the role, whereas personnel closed sessions are related to the person doing the job.
Well, I understand that. I've made my public comment. I'll let it be. I plan on, never mind. I've made my public comment.
This is spelled out in the Brown Act very clearly.
What is?
The ability of the board to hold a closed session for this specific purpose.
Which specific purpose? A performance evaluation?
Public employee performance evaluation.
Okay.
All right then. Let me just double check to see if there are any hands raised from the public. The two members of the public in attendance do not have their hands raised. So members of the board and Mary and Rachel, please find the link to the closed session that I've sent you and sign off of this webinar, and then we'll be back at 7 o'clock.